The following section deals with the possible powers that may be included in a continuing and welfare power of attorney. It is important that you prepare for drawing up your powers of attorney by anticipating all the property, financial and welfare issues which may need to be managed by your attorney. Powers in relation to property and financial issues could include powers to purchase or sell heritable property, land or buildings, powers to operate, open or close any account containing your funds, and powers to claim on your behalf any services, pensions, benefits, allowances or rebates to which you may be entitled. You should also include powers allowing your attorney to make payments on your behalf where necessary. As regards welfare issues, it is also important to anticipate the type of welfare issues which may arise and the decisions your attorney may have to make on your behalf in the event of your incapacity. For example, you may wish to consider giving your welfare attorney powers to decide where you should live, or powers which would allow your attorney to access any personal information about you held by any organisation. Please note that these are merely examples of common powers which may be included in your power of attorney document. In any particular case, some powers may be inappropriate and others may need to be added. An attorney may not require to exercise all of the powers which you grant. The need may simply not have arisen to exercise any particular powers, or the attorney may have found that when the principles of the powers are actually applied, the actions would not be justified. The important point is that you make every effort to foresee all the powers required to ensure that your particular needs will be met. For further information on powers which may be included, please refer to the Code of Practice for Continuing and Welfare Attorneys.